Week's parasha is Parashas Bo. So Bo, Gematria 3. We have three makas in this week's parasha. Now, let's see here. It says, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Bo el Paro, come to Paro, ki ani hichbadi et libo. I made heavy his heart, vet leiv avadav, the heart of his servants, leman siti shiti ototai, to place my signs, Eile Bikubo, these signs in his midst. Why? Uleman to saper, in order that you will say,
you will count,
or we will speak out. Ba'ozne bincha, in the ears of your sons, Uben bincha, and your grandchildren, Et asher hitalalti b'mitzrayim, which I was. I don't say how you say translate hitalalti. Like was mishtolel, was what I did in Mitzrayim, vet ototai, and the signs that say something by my place in them, v'yadatem, and you will know ki ani Hashem. Now, the last five makas says Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, right? He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The first five makas, Paro himself heavied his heart, and the last five makas, Paro himself didn't heavy. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who heavied his heart. So Rashi explains why is that? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this? It says Galui lefanai. It's revealed. Pasuk Zayin Gimel. Galui lefanai. It's revealed in front of me. She'ein nachat ruach beumot of the kechovim, umot of the elilim. It's not. There's no proper letet leiv shalem lashuv. They don't properly do tshuva. Tovli shit kasher libo. It's better that I make hard his heart, leman habot bo ototai, in order to increase my signs, v'takiru et gvurotai, and you will, and they will recognize my gvurot. Yeah? Ken midato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mevi puranut umota ov de kechovim, he brings puranut on the people of the world, kedei shishmu Yisrael, they will hear the Jewish people, v'yir'u, shenema hikarti goyim, in other words, he destroyed the goyim in order, Vamati. So he's bringing. So he says here, Vamati ech tir ioti v'tikhi Musa. And the Jewish people, will fear me and will take Musa. Afapichen, b'chamesh makot rishona, the first five makot, lo ne'emar v'yitchazek Hashem et lev Paro. He wasn't mechazek his heart. Ela v'yitchazek lev Paro. Faro himself harden this heart. So we last five makas, right? And that's what this week's parasha is saying. This week's parasha says, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it? Leman tisaper ba'ozni bincha. That you will tell your sons, right? And that you will know that I am Hashem. Now, here we're seeing that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions, he says, Ani Hashem. That I am Hashem, we explain the Shem Hashem, what Shem Hashem represents. Shem Hashem represents that Kodesh Baruch Hu is being, he's connecting and he's showing his being in the world, he's showing his connection through the makas. The first seven makas, as we know, the ten makas, the Asaras Adibros, ten, we know, represents completion, it represents the ten spheres, ten expressions of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. So the first seven makas in Parshas Vayera was a complete, like, you know, 7 and 7 days of the week represents the physical world, was a complete dominion of the physical world, i.e. Paro and Egypt were completely destroyed. That's what we're going to see. We can see later in Makas Arbe, right? And we see that in the, it's Nirmas. We didn't speak about this last week, but we see that the Pishta, in last week's Parsha, Pasuk Tes Lamed Aleph, Ha Pishta Vasora Nukata, were hit from the Barad, right? So the remis to that is Pishtan and Sa'ora. Pishtan is Mitzrayim were called Ovdea Pishtan. And remember we explained when we learned the Cain and Hevel that Cain brought Pishtan and that Pishtan represents the Ra in the world. HaPishtani by Esav, HaPishtani Hazeh, right? Pishtan's the remis of Ra in the world. Sa'ora also represents. Sa'ora represents barley. Barley is animal food, represents the physicality, right? Wheat is man food, barley is animal food. So we had that the Pishtan, those two concepts of Ra, Pishtan and Saora, right?
Flax and barley.
Yeah, flax and barley. It's Pishtan is connected Gaiva, barley is connected, right? Kina, right? Gaiva and barley is connected Taiva, right? I'm going to learn. We have Sfiras HaOmer, the Korban is the Korban of barley, right? Because we're going to take our physicality and menif it higher, bring it up to spirituality. That's going to be in the 49, the count before Matan Torah. But okay, so we see already the Mitzrayim was Nukata. We were removed from the Pishtan and the Seorah. There was a bittel of Mitzrayim. There was a bittel of the Yetzirah. This week's Parsha is the last three Makas. These last three Makas was to fix Klal Yisrael. That was what's called the Gar, the head of Klal Yisrael. Mm. Now, Mitzrayim was finished. When you have the like what's called the higher level, right? There's no longer Ra. So we see in this Makas Arbe, we see what it does. V'kiset ein ha'aretz, it's going to cover the whole land. V'lo yuchal lir'ot et ha'aretz, there's not going to be land here. It's going to be completely desolate, right? V'achalat yeta ha'pleit, it's going to take whatever's left, ha'nisheret lechem min ha'barad, which remains from the barad. V'achalat kol ha'etz ha'someach lechem min ha'sad, there's not going to be anything left. And umalu batecha, ubate avadecha, v'bate kol Mitzrayim, it's going to fill the whole of Mitzrayim. Ashelo ra'u avotecha, your fathers never saw. V'avot avotecha, and your fathers are your fathers. Miyom hiyotam an adama, from them being on this land. It's going to be complete destruction. It's going to be zero. Mitzrayim you're not going to see. Right? Ad ha'yom hazeh, v'yifein v'yitzeh min paro. Now down, you see the Chautumim, what they say. They say, the Chautumim say, v'yomru avdei paro elav. And the servants of paro say to him, ad matai yeh zeh lanu lemokesh. While this is done, shalach et hanashim, send them. V'yavdu et Hashem elokeichem. And they'll serve God their Lord. Haterem teda, you don't know? Ki avda Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is destroyed. So this complete bittel of Mitzrayim. That's what Arbe, because now, and what was this for? This was for Klal Yisrael. This was for Klal Yisrael to see the complete dominion of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. And that they're going to tell their children. On Leil Seder, that's what we do. We tell our children, we show them the emunah in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he is the sholet. He's the complete person who has complete dominion on the physical world. There's no Mitzrayim. There's no Yetzar. There's no Ra in the world. Everything is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yeah? Now we have. So, we'll finish with the Arbe. We'll go now quickly to. I'm skipping a little bit, but with the time we have to do that. Now I'm going to go to the Choshech. What was Makas Choshech? So we see that Makas Choshech, right? Pasuk Kaf Aleph, right? Yud Kaf Aleph. Vayome Hashem Moshe. God says Moshe to Moshe, Nete Yadecha Al Hashemayim. Put your hands on the heavens. V'yi Choshech. And there'll be darkness. Al Eretz Mitzrayim. V'yamesh Choshech. And there'll be a feeling Choshech. It'll be so black that we say that, you know, the first days or the last days, the person was standing, he couldn't move. Why do you have to have a choshech like that? Why does choshech have to be like that? Right? And it was 7 days of this choshech, right? And the last 3 days, right? We couldn't stand up. Says Rashi in next week's parasha. Rashi says, 50, right? Chamushim alu bnei Yisrael me'eretz Yisrael. A fifth of the Jewish people left Egypt. Says Rashi, what happened to the other 80%, four-fifths, what happened?
They were killed during this Makkah.
Yeah, they were killed in Makkah's Choshech. Says Rashi, why were they killed? So Rashi says, look at Pashas Kaf Beis. Lama hevi aleim Choshech. Why did they bring Dafka Choshech, right? Shai b'Yisrael bot ador, there were Jewish people in that generation, Rishayim, they were Rishayim. They didn't want to go out. Think about it. You had now 8 makas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely destroyed Mitzrayim. the Chartumim, Avdei Paro, Haterem Tedaki, Avda Mitzrayim. There was no Mitzrayim. What, they don't want to leave? What, they don't want to leave? What happened to you? Umeitu b'shloshet yemei afela. They died in the 3 days of deep darkness. Kedei shelo yiru Mitzrayim. The Egyptians won't see. But mapalotam, in their falling. Vayomru, af hem lokim kamonu. We're getting destroyed. Look what happened to Klal Yisrael. 80% of Klal Yisrael is being destroyed here, right? And then it says, v'od, shechipsu Yisrael v'ra'u et keileihem. They saw their vessels, their tachshitim, their gold. V'kashiyatsu v'ayu sholim mehem v'yomrim. Ein biyadeinu klum. We don't have anything. What do you want from me, right? So he says, no, they say, no, I saw in Makas Choshen, you have this, right? What did Makas Choshen did? If you understand, we didn't speak about this last week, but all the Makas was separation. What happened to the Jewish people, the Egyptians, didn't happen to the Jewish people. Makas Dam, they drank blood, even drinking from the same cup. The other side was water, that side was Dam. There was a complete havdalah. There was a complete separation. Because the whole point was to remove the Jewish people. We were on the 49th level of Tumah. We were almost nevad. We were almost finished. Now, just think, guys. Makas Choshen, 80% of Jewish people came out. 600,000 people from the age of 20 to the age of 60. Right?
Men.
They had women. So that's at least 1.2 million. They had children, six children, right? At least six children. They gave birth at least once, right? They've had children. Think about it. So let's not say six times. Let's say four times. There was at least 10 million people, if not more, coming out. At least. 10 million people. Remember, there's old people, there's young people. There must have been at least 10 million people. 8 million people were killed in Egypt, and the Egyptians didn't realize. 80% of the Jewish people, and they didn't realize. What's Chazal talking about? How could they not realize? Says the Midrash about Makas Choshech, that Makas Choshech, right, was Choshech Shel Gehinnom. Was Choshech of Gehinnom. You know what Gehinnom is? Like, how you say Gehinnom in English? I don't like the word hell, but, it's a bad place. It's not hell, right? It's Choshech. That was Makas Choshech. How is it that and who killed the Jewish people? God. You're hearing here? Why did he do that? They were Rishayim. Galus is a separation of the good from the bad. Says Chazal, we didn't have mitzvahs. That's what we're going to get. The first mitzvah we're going to get is Korban Pesach. And Dam Mila and Dam Pesach. We didn't get that, Bezvar Hashem. We didn't have mitzvahs. What did we have? Says Chazal. What schus did the Jewish people have to get out of Egypt? We needed schuyot. We were on a very low level. On Kriyas Yamsuf, the Malachim, they came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, what's the difference? Eilu Ovdim Avodah Zarah, the Eilu Ovdim Avodah Zarah. This one serves idol worship, the people who came out. These are words of Avodah Zarah. What you saw here? We're on a very low level. Says Chazal, Lo Shinu Et Lashonam. Yeah, their speech, their dress, Ushmotam, their names. He was still called Yankale. He wasn't called Ramses. Right? Maybe that was his surname. That was his name for, business deals, right? It's called Yankale. Yaakov. No, what they call themselves? George nowadays for Yaakov? George, yeah. It wasn't called George. He spoke like a Yid. My nafkamina. He spoke like a Yid. And he dressed like a Yid. That's all it has. So that's the case. Those that were left in Mitzrayim, George, didn't French. Speak like a Frank. He didn't speak like a Yid. He was completely assimilated. Makat Choshech. When they died, they didn't think that Yidden died. They thought it was Egyptians that died. They were so assimilated. Here is, they were Nitma Ben Agoyim. They lost themselves. And we don't have that today. We don't have 70% assimilation. We don't have Makat Choshech today. What's Choshech? What's darkness? Why can't move? You know what death is? Why is, you know, Afele, it's called darkness. Death. What's darkness about it? What's not moving? That such darkness, they couldn't move. The word for death is Misa. Misa comes from Lamtin. Lamtin, the word. Lamtin means to be static, to be not moving. It says, Ben Ish Chai. The end of Brachos, right? That a person's called Chai, Talmidi Chachomim, even B'misatam, even when they're dying, they're moving. Hochim Michai L'Chai, they're moving. That's called life. Life's with a flow, with a movement. There's an increase. There's a chiddush. We're going to see, we're going to learn this soon. There's a chiddush. There's a nuance. Right? When a person's a rasha, even b'chayav, even in his life, is called mace. He's stagnant. He's not moving. They weren't moving. The stagnancy of a person, the not moving of a person, that's misa. They lost their shame, Klal Yisrael, and they thought they were lost in Makat Choshech. They were lost. There was a darkness. There was a static. There was a no movement. You with me? They reached the lowest level, and the Metzias, they were the Metzias, they were the Metzias of Gehinnom. They were the Metzias. They lost any awe, any zika, any aspect of their Judaism. There was no chiddush. There was nothing to save there anymore.
What's
Metzias? There was no reality of their of any spirituality. They were lost. A person can lose. A person can lose. We're losing Klal Yisrael. You know how many Americans, I don't know how many Americans can be Jewish, if you think about it. You know, every girl that marries a non-Jew, right, the children are Jewish. And then half of them go, who are girls, and they marry another non-Jew. The children are Jewish. There could be, I don't know how many Americans, maybe thousands or hundreds of thousands of Americans who are Jewish who don't even know they're Jewish. Not even aware of their Jewishness. They're lost. There's nothing there. Never. That's called Nitma Ben Agoyim. You have to realize, we're in a very bad state in that sense. That's the God. That's even in the Geula, there's a separation. Even with coming, there's a light, you know, there's a tremendous light today. We have yeshivas, we have places, you know. Think about it. All of us, if there wasn't Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't these yeshivas, there wasn't a place to come to learn, there wasn't this gilui of Torah in Eretz Yisrael, in all this choshech, in all this darkness that's around us, what would we be? Where would we be? We'd find ourselves? We'd know what to live for? Choshech, this choshech, a little awe is doche a lot of choshech. That's why Makas Choshech, those Jews which found the light, which saw, which could still see, because they weren't in the Choshech, they weren't stagnant. What were they? The same Choshech. Go look, go see, go find, go take out of Egypt. Take out all the goodness of Egypt. Take out all the Canaan. We explained, remember we did Yosef? That represents finally cleaning out, finally removing all the Nitzotzei Kedusha, all the Kedusha from Mitzrayim. So those who come out of Egypt, they have the koach to remove all the remaining Kedusha. Now you have to understand something here. A Baal Tshuva, right? He's coming from a very hidden place. He might not be here. It might not be his Metzias, right? It might not be his Metzias. He has Zchuyot, he has merits, there's certain mitzvahs he did, or certain Zchuyot he had, and he comes. He has now the koach to Mevara. He himself has the koach. He came from a hidden place. He came from a place of gilui, of revelation, that he revealed something hidden. He has now the koach of bringing back. All of you, when you go back, your lives, you have a koach to, hey, no, we don't, there's nothing about, leave me alone, I'm not Jewish, leave me, no. Come, let's have a chat, let's have a talk. You say, Paro, Mitzrim, we don't have any kelim, we don't have anything. No, I saw, yeah, you do. What do you mean I saw? I was also there. I remember when I was there. And there was darkness, and I didn't want to know this, you know, this reality of God, any of this light. No, there's kelim here. There's something there. You have the koach. You have the koach. When you go back to whatever Mitzrayim we go back, and we're still in Golis. America's a form of Mitzrayim. It's not Manhattan, you know, you have all the paros there, right? All the Yetzirahs there. It's all there, don't worry, it's waiting, right? But you have the koach. You came out of Mitzrayim. You have the koach. You have the koach of, yeah. Here, let's chat.
What's the kelim?
The kelim they brought out of Egypt was physical. They brought out the Yinatzlu Mitzrayim. They took out, but it also took out all the kedusha from Mitzrayim. They removed all the kedusha from Mitzrayim. So in the same choshech instruments. In the same choshech that separated Klal Yisrael was the same choshech that Klal Yisrael was able to mevara Mitzrayim, would take out all the nitzotzi kedusha from Mitzrayim. Okay. The final makkah, which is makkas b'choros, right? What is makkas b'choros? It says dafka happened on chatzot. Why happened that? The middle of the night, right? The night. So it says that if you remember, when we learned lech lecha and the fight with the four malachim of Avraham Avinu. So if you remember, there's a Rashi there. Rashi says that Avraham Avinu went till Chatzot to fight. So the first part of Chatzot was Kilo Avraham Avinu was fixed, or was going to fix. And that's going to be Atid Lavo, Yomot HaMashiach. That's the deeper time of night. The other Chatzot was fixed, that night was fixed by Mitzrayim. That's why It's like I said, the Rashi is in Pasuk V'yichalek Aleihem, right? Pasuk Tesvov, Yudad Tesvov. It says, V'yichalek Aleihem Laila. He divided the night. Hu v'avada v'yakem v'yirdefem, and he hit them and he chased them, the four malachim, ad chova, Hashem Yismol Dameshik. So Rashi says, Midrash Agadah, Shenechlak Alayla, the night was divided in two. B'chatzot Rishonah Solo Nes, was a Nes, V'chetzi V'sheini, and the second chatzot, nishma obalo lechatzot laila shel Mitzrayim. That was the chatzot laila of Mitzrayim. So you see, night, darkness, we always know darkness is a representation of Golus. So the first half, that was Avram fixed. And then we said, Rabbeinu Bechai says, that the fighting of Avram, the four malachim, is a representation of the four Golus that we're going to have. And finally, Mashiach is going to come, and he's going to take us out of the Golus, right? But the first Chatzot, the second Chatzot, from Chatzot Laila, that was fixed here in Makkas B'choros. So Makkas B'choros is a fixing of the night. Chatzot Laila, the fixing of the night. What's the fixing? The fixing of that Golus, if you notice, right? We don't have mitzvahs, many mitzvahs at night. Very, very few mitzvahs at night. The only night which is considered like day, it's full of mitzvahs, Leil Pesach. It's as if it's day. No mazikin. It's a day. Day in the sense there's no golos. Leil Pesach, the gilui of Pesach, the revelation of Pesach, is the removal of golos. But it's only a partial removal. It's removal of chatzot and onwards. And that's the Makkas B'choros. What's in Makkas B'choros? What's in Makkas B'choros that it does that? So let's see. And it's a big inyan. See, you have pidyon of Petach Hamor, you have pidyon of firstborn, you have pidyon of Klal Yisrael. Bebni, Bechori, Klal Yisrael, considered as Bechor. Here there was a Havdalah. The Bechor, what's a Bechor represent? We'll see soon. Vayomer Moshe, Ko Ama Hashem. This is what Hashem said. Kechatzot Laila, Ani Yotze B'toch Mitzrayim. I'm going to be, Umeit Kol Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim. They will die. Mibchor Paro Hashem Al-Kiso. Ad Bechor Hashivcha Hashem Achar Rechaim. V'kol Bechor Behema. All the Bechorus. Or from Paro till Bechor Behema. Then all the Metzias of the Bechorus. All the Metzias of Bechorus from Paro to his animals were destroyed. Vaitat Saka Gdola Bcho Eretz Mitzrayim, Ashe Kamo Loni Etzav Kamo Loni Tosif. Right? Alcho Bnei Yisrael Lo Yicharetz Kelev Veloshono. Even a dog didn't bark. Why do you know that? Dogs don't bark, right? Coming out of Egypt, no barking dogs. Great, thank you. Okay. Lemeish Vad Behema, Leman Tidun, in order you will know, Ashe Yifle Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu will separate Bein Mitzrayim Ubein Yisrael. This is a complete Havdalah. What is a Bechor? The Bechor is the firstborn. You think about your firstborn? By Reuven. Reshit Ono. The beginning of his strength. All the strength of the person is in his firstborn. The first fruit. The strength of the fruit. The first thing. Right? Everyone has firsts. The first of something, the tchila, the beginning of something, is the ikka. From that first, from that foundation, everything comes. Here we're removing the first of Mitzrayim. We're removing their strength. Here there's a complete itbatlus of the strength of Ra in the world. They have no Bechor. There's no Bechor. They have no tchila, they have no strength. It's removal of that. And here the strength is going to Klal Yisrael. B'ni B'chori Yisrael. Reishis. B'shvil Reishis, the world was created. B'shvil who? B'shvil Klal Yisrael. B'shvil Tzadikim. We came back to that Reishis. We came back to that Tachlis. That Tachlis, where the beginning, where the first, where the Ikka. The Ra is removed from that Ra being the Ikka. Remove that Reishis from the Ra. You with me? Now we get to Bereishis. Now we get to Bishvil Reishis where the world was created. The knocking out of Egypt, the knocking out of Bechor Paro, Bechor, right? Paro represents the Yetzara. He's not the Tchila. He's not the Ikka. The Ikka is that Kirvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Makas Bechoris represents, right? Now we're going to see how that works out. Makas Bechoris comes with Korban Pesach, right? Comes with Korban Pesach. Why Davka by Korban Pesach? What's Korban Pesach? Davka with Mila it comes. We have to have Korban Pesach and Mila. And we're going to see, we have this thing called Chodesh. HaChodesh is a Rosh Chodeshim. Why do we have Pesach, Korban Pesach, Mila, Rosh Chodesh? What is this to do? Right?
Makas Bechoris?
Yeah. Now, if we understand, Bechor represents Reishis. Reishis is the beginning, the first. HaChodesh Hazeh Zechidush, the beginning, the first of the new moon, right? It's also a form of Reishis, right? What's Pesach? What's Mila? Let's see. So now we're going to go. Okay, I'm going to skip now. It says, so the next pasuk, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. After he told us Makas Bechoris, Vel Aaron, Be'eretz Yisrael Lemor, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Roshei Chodashim. This Chodesh is going to be for you the beginning of the month, the Rosh, the Reishis, the head of the month. Rishon Hu Lechem LeChodesh HaShana. It's the beginning, the first of Chodesh HaShana. And this is the first mitzvah. Rashi embraces, the first Rashi embraces. Why doesn't the Torah start here? If the Torah is a book telling us, right? So this is the first mitzvah. Why is this the first mitzvah? Dabru el korada bnei Yisrael lemo ba'aso l'chodesh hazeh v'yikhu lahem ish seh lebeit avot seh lebeit. Now within the parasha of Rosh Chodesh it's saying, take Pesach. Take a Korban Pesach. And now it's going through all the halachas of the Korban Pesach. Right? You have to have seh lebeis. What's seh lebeis? It's seh lemishpacha. The seh for your family. It's a family korban. We spoke about this. That's the reishis of Klal Yisrael, right? And you put dam of the on the mezuzos, right? On your door, Your door, how do you say the door? Lentils and the, what is it called? The lentils?
Yeah, lentils on the top.
At the top, right? How you call it?
The door posts and the lentils.
Door posts and the lentils, right? Lots of English here, right? Yeah. The fact that we remove the first of Egypt, we are replaced. We now become the Bechor. We now become the Rishis. We now become the Tachlis of the world. That's what Rashi says. If Chumash is this a book of teachings, it should start with this mitzvah. This mitzvah is the mitzvah that we see that we're righteous. What is Kiddush HaChodesh? Kiddush HaChodesh, first of all, the concept of Chodesh is Chadash. Something which is starting is always new. To start something, we start something new. Right? The beginning of something is something new. Here, Kiddush HaChodesh, he showed Moshe Rabbeinu Kiddush HaChodesh. And he said, Kazeh Kiddush, like this, you Mekadesh. Klal Yisrael, says the Yerushalmi, things brought down in the Shach, Hilchos Nida, that if, say, a person, you know, there's certain halachas of a betula, that if a person, right, has relations before they're 3 years old, right, it's not considered relations, and then it's not, they're still considered betulim. What happens if it's three in a day? So it does count. What happens if you makadish the chodesh, the new moon, you make kiddush chodesh on not on the day beforehand, on the day afterwards, i.e. the 3 years finished, right? The month, say the 12th month of the 3 year, finished not today, it finished a day later. Says the Shach, that's a change in mitzvah. The person will be considered still a betula.
Wow.
So it means Klal Yisrael in kiddush chodesh have dominion on the physical world. We decide the timing in the world. We decide time. We have to know what time means. You know, someone told me, I was talking to this in the boys in Machon Shalom. Apparently, there was a film called The Empire State Building, or something like that. It was a 6-hour film just showing the entire state building, like it was making a point. But, like, can you imagine? You have space and you have time. Say we stopped time. That means what we stopped time? Everything's a picture, just a still. What does a still represent? You just see a picture, no movement. There's nothing happening. Nothing's happening. There's no expression. Time means expression. You understand? If you see a still, right, see a still of a person, yeah, I can know a little bit about him. But you know, like if life is still, that's what choshech is. If life is still, that's choshech. There's no movement, stagnation. Expression is only in time. So if Klal Yisrael, Achrai, they're the ones with the Kodesh Baruch Hu who decide the time of the world. When is the new moon? When isn't the new moon? Right? They're in charge of the expression in the world. They're in charge of God's expression in the world. That's the Rishis. That's the Kiddush of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Kiddush, the Tchila, the beginning, that's what Kiddush means. Kiddush means that we're in charge of the movement. We're in charge of what's new. We're in charge of bringing the world into its expression. We're the Tchila, we're the Rishis, we're the Bechor. You understand the connection? Since we're the Rishis, we're the beginning, we're the Tachlis, we're the ones who are in charge of bringing this Kiddush into the world, to bring this movement into the world, to bring this, right? The world won't be a place of stagnation. It won't be a world of Choshech. It won't be a world of Mitzrayim. It'll be a world of Kiddush HaChodesh. It'll be a world of nuance. Everyone looks for things new. Vayakom, this I heard from Moshe. Vayakom Melech Hadash. We have a new king. Asher lo yadat Yosef, didn't know Yosef. And he made new his gezeiros. The Yetzer comes to us and says, hey guys, something new today. Froyos. You know, there's a new chocolate that came out, a new thing that came out, a new... The Yetzer pretends that things are new. If you really think about it, let's take chocolates. You know, I like chocolates. We talk about chocolates. What is there in chocolates? There's white chocolate. There's milk chocolate. Right? So what do? They put in a wafer. They put in a nougat. They put in a nut. They put in a thing. Everything's new. Just they put in a new packet. New flavor. New, you have to try this one out, right? How much of a difference is there? There's nothing new in these things. It's a fallacy. But that's how the Yetzer Hara works. Vayakom Melech Hadash. Something new. Klal Yisrael are looking for new. Everyone's looking for new. Some chiddush, some tchila. Do we go for the new of the Yetzirah? Or do we go to the new of a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Moshe Chodeshim? That's galus, that's stagnation, and that's geula. That's the choice in life. When you go back to America, oh, I have to start this new thing, and I've got a new, you know, a new job that I have to do. Yeah, you have to do parnasa. It's important. You have to, you know, be with your wife and kids. That's not parnasa. That's ruchnius. Parnasa is also a mitzvah. You also have to look after your wife and kids. But where's your nuance? Where's your nuance in life? Where's your chiddush? If you don't have a chiyus and a chiddush in your learning, you're missing it. When you go into galus, choshech mitzrayim, you can all stagnate, or you can be like Ephraim. Cruel of all. You have to have a chiddush. You have to have, that's what you call it. You know, you have any chiddushim? You have any nuances in your learning? You know? Rabbi Truitt says, I can't talk, I'm busy, I have so many chiddushim. That's chiyus. I'm not saying you're not going to have, like, you know, a kasha and a teretz and Ruki Vega. Doesn't matter. But you have a chiyus in your learning. You understand the pshat in Rashi. You understand a posk in Chumash well. You understand an idea that you read from Siddur Yesharim. You understand a line of Gemara better. You have a chiddush, you have a chiyus. That's a kodesh hazeh lachem l'chosi choshim. When you go to Chutz La'aretz, the most important thing to take with you is chiyus. Is that chiddush. That you're mechuba. That it's not vayamesh choshech. You're not stagnating. You're not non-moving. Even if it's a small movement, but it's a chiddush. There's a chiyus. And when there's a chiddush, you have a chiyus. You feel alive. You're connected. It changes your whole day. It changes your whole personality. If life is stagnating, we don't want to be lost. We don't want to be lost like people were lost in Mitzrayim. We don't want to be in the Makas Choshech. There's awe. There's a separation into Choshech. Or that same choshech can be awe, and then there's a fixing of the choshech in Machat B'choros. The chiddush of the choshech. What happens in choshech? When is Kiddush HaChodesh? You can't be Mekadesh the moon at night, but you can see it at night. The chiddush is in galus. The chiddush is of Kiddush HaChodesh is at night. In that choshech, in that galus, we have to see that sliver of the new moon, that sliver of chiddush, that chibu. And what's the new moon? The new moon, the moon is the reflection of the sun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel is like the sun, the Jewish people is like the new moon. We're his reflectors, we're his expression in the world, we're his time. We're bringing the world into motion. It's not a still world. It's not a stagnation world. It's not, you're going to buy an iPhone 6 and an iPhone 7 and an iPhone 8 and a Google 10 and a, I don't know what, 11, right? It has to be an I, of course, right? Right? And a new watch and an iWatch and a Google Glass and nuances. They have chidushim. Major chidushim they have. It's all the same thing. It really makes such a big difference between an iPhone 4 and an iPhone. So it goes now, instead of taking you 1.5 seconds, it takes you 1 second to get the thing you need. You're so makbid on time. None of you guys waste time. No one wastes time. It's such a nafkamina of 1 second or 1.5 seconds. Always the nafkamina that you don't have patience. Such a difference. And now you have to take pictures, right? You have to take pictures like this. So you can't take a regular picture. Now you have to take a panorama picture. You have to take a this picture. I don't know what, right? Nuances. We have lots of chidushim. All the time he's telling you about chidushim. Where's your chiddush? Where's your chiddush? In the shtusim of this world? was your chiddush when you're sitting on that Gemara and you, that makes sense. I understand another way, or I understand another nuance in connecting to my Creator. That's Kiddush HaChodesh. That's the beginning of the Jewish people. Yeah? Now we spoke about family. Family is very important. The Chiddush, what's the first mitzvah we have? The mitzvah of Korban Pesach. We explained this once. Korban Pesach, Seir LePesach, the Pesach offering was the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. We separated from Mitzrayim. Eilu Avodah Zarah, the Eilu Avodah Zarah. We took now the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim and we put it by our houses. We put it, and the Mitzrayim, can you imagine?
Four days.
Yeah. What they... We're taking the Avodah Zarah. We're going to shecht it. You know, you Avodah Zarah? They were still Avodim. They were still on a low level. That hafrosha from Tumas Mitzrayim, that separation from the impurities of the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim, that mitzvah, that dam of Shechita was their protection. You put it, like it says, you put it, take the dam. ולקחו מן הדם ונתנו שתי המזוזות ועל המשקו ועל הבתים אשר יאכלו אותו בהם, which you eat in the Korban Pesach. It has just to be burnt, right? You used to completely eat it, you know? It has to be sli'esh. And you have to eat it בחירוס. It has to be eaten, right? ותאכלו אותו מותניכם חגורים בנעליכם ברגליכם. You eat it like a free person. ומקליכם בידיכם ואכלתם אותו בחיפזון. Quickly. Pesach הוא להשם. Va'avarti be'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla zeh. We passed the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'ikeiti kol b'chol be'eretz Mitzrayim me'adam v'ad-behema v'chol Elohei Mitzrayim eseh shvatim. There's a complete destruction of the ratios of Mitzrayim. They were knocked out. Ani Hashem. Right? V'aya hadam lechem le'ot. For you will be le'ot. It was in the inside door, not the outside. Al abatim. For you le'ot. Asher atem sham v'reiti et adam, and I saw the dam, v'pasachti, and I was medaleg. I jumped, skipped over. Aleichem v'lo ye b'chem negef l'mashke. There won't be destruction. V'hakoti b'eretz Yisrael. And I destroyed Eretz Yisrael. So it says. And then it's going to say, and therefore every year we have Korban Pesach, we have, and it's going to Pesach Doros, and the halachas, you can't break the etzem, right? And
save
eating,
it,
yeah,
it raw,
yeah,
water.
Okay, all those things that we can't explain now. But there's reasons why Dafka in this way. So now, it's what's happening here. Why the doorposts? You're a Jewish home. It's a Jewish korban. It's a family korban. Where are we separated from the outside world? And at that door that we enter to the outside world, and that door that enters has to be a sign to us. There has to be a sign to us that we're not like the outside world. We're different. Our house is a Jewish home. The Korban Pesach is a Korban Mishpacha, is a family Korban. You're going to be sitting in Egypt, you're going to be sitting in Mitzrayim, you're going to be sitting in Manhattan, you're going to be sitting, where are you going to be sitting? In America. We're in Golas. The outside world is not the same as our world inside. It says, you know, in the halachas, it says that why do we not allow you to do Erev Chatzeres with a goy? You can't just do an Erev Chatzeres. If you have a goy living next to you, you can't do Erev Chatzeres. You can't do what you can do. You only Chazal made a special tekana. You have to rent it out, his house. So make it hard for you. Why, says Harashi? That you won't be living amongst goyim, and you won't learn from their actions. Chazal wanted your dwelling to be separate. Eretz Goshen, they were separate. The Jewish people had their own land. Brooklyn, right? Passaic, right? They had their own shtetls. It's not stam. We want to be separate. We want to learn from their actions. We want to live like the goyim. But not only that, we make a special mark. That what's outside is not coming inside. We don't bring in Goyshe newspapers. We don't bring in Goyshe television. We don't bring in the Goyim into our house. We separate. This is a Jewish home I'm making. This is a Korban Pesach. This is a family I'm making. Korban Pesach, separating from the outside, separating from Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? It means I'm building my Jewish home. I'm building a family. What are they lacking? Why is there 65% or 60, I don't know what percent, there's a tremendous divorce rate in America. There's a breakdown of family life. When do you have a breakdown of family life? When you're interested in tithers. What's a prerequisite to Korban Pesach? You have to do milah. You have to do a bris milah. What's a bris milah? Removing your aura, removing you're closed spiritually. You have to remove that atima, remove that, how you say atima, that blockage. Says the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, we spoke about this. The Mitzrayim represent taivas, olam hazeh, the taivas of this world. That's what Avodah Zarah. Lo avdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah. Only to be mati them darais. They only served the Avodah Zarah. They wanted to put in their lives that sheker so they can go after their taivas. They can go after desires. Mila is to be ma'at, to remove somewhat our desires, our physical desires. Only when we remove our physical desires, only when I'm not thinking about ani. Remember we learned why Klal Yisrael is called Shivim Nefesh, 70 people. Person,
yeah,
singular, one single, was Esav, because they served, each one has the individual of Avodah Zarah, they're into their own lives. I did it my way, he did it his way, he did it that way, he did it. No, we do it God's way. We have one God, we one people, we have one direction, we're giving. We want to be giving to the world, we want to be that new moon to the world, we want to be a reflection of God in the world, we want to be that connection, that racious, that tchila. You understand? That beginning. Only then you have no machlokas and no reev. When a husband and a wife are coming together to build a Jewish home, to build, to connect to that unity, says the Gro, that's the highest level of love. When two people are working together for some higher purpose, to connect to their Creator, that brings a tremendous amount of ahava between the zug. You're both working hard. You can argue about how you do it. No, you want to do it like this, you want to do it like that. Yeah, you have a rav, you go and ask the rav. But you're both going for the same thing. She's not going for, you know, change the kitchen once a year, getting a new car, reupholstering the you know, I already don't like, doesn't match with my carpet, the settee, right? You're not into that. And you're working hard to provide for that. No. She's interested in the children. She's interested in her home. They'll look nice. They'll be good for the children. She might want to change the kitchen every so often. I don't know how often, right? She might want a nice settee. She wants, because we want to create a nice environment for her house, for her, it's a different reasoning. You want to create an environment. You want to create a home. You want to create a mishpacha. That's that negation of anochiu, that negation of looking out for yourself. When you go and get married, you're not marrying a girl because she's nice looking. This is the girl I can have the most fun with. You're not going to have so much fun when you get married. You know what? Having babies isn't so much fun. Not for her. And when they're bored, not so much for you. You wake up. You got work the next morning. The kid gets up every 2-3 hours, wants to be fed. And guess what? He cries. Right? Much better than an alarm clock. Right? You can't do snooze on him either. And you have to get up. And you have to get up the next morning for work. You learn how to do without sleep. You learn how to work even when you're tired. There's a lot of beauty in having your kids. I'm not saying. You know? speak to any mother after she gave birth. They're beaming. They're beaming. They have a child. They gave birth to life. And they want to bring this child up properly. They want to bring him up in proper ways. They want to bring him up in Derech Hashem. That's ruchnius. That's ruchnius. It makes sense you're working hard. You're going to get them to school. You're going to get them proper Jewish education. You're working hard for that. Otherwise, what's the point? Working hard, spending 70 years of your life for a little supper or for, you know, an I, what is it called? An I-77, whatever, I don't know. It sounds like a Chabad, right? 77, you know? A BMW or whatever they call, right? What? Maybe now you want to get a Telsa? Who cares? What's enough community for that? You spend your whole life? If you spend your whole life for your family, that's Korban Pesach. But there has to be a separation. There has to be, the Korban Pesach has to be a sign for you. That if you want to bring up a Pesach, you want to bring a home, you have to have the door outside, has to be separate from the inside. And it has to be a sign for you. So you're bringing up your children with different values. And what's the tachlis of the Korban Pesach? That you remove yourself from the physical world. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Pasach, he's medaleg on you. There's no mashchit in your house. There's no destruction in your house. Because when you build a house on ruchnius, and you build a house with a hakrova, with a Korban Pesach, right? That you are makriv yourself for your family. You're giving your life up. You're working hard. You're spending those hours so that you can build a Yiddish family. Then there's no mashkid in your house. There's no destruction. All that passes over your house. It's Pesachti. And Pesach, Rashi brings another perush of Pesach. Pesach, Rashi says, Chemlati. I have Chemla, mercy on you. When you do the right things, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you. There's a Siyata Dishmaya. That's what the Jewish people gave to the world. That's the Chiddush we gave. And it's a big Chiddush. We're not in this world for ourselves. We're in this world to be a giving people, to bring the Chiddush of the Kodesh Baruch Hu into this world. We're the Reishis. And from us comes all the Toldos. All the Toldos. We're the Bechor. We replace the Bechor Mitzrayim. That's always the fight. Who's the Chiddush? And throughout history, there have been Jews who have gone for other Chiddushim. They went for Marxism. They went for the German Jewry. You know, let's go to university. We're Germans and then we're Jews. That's Choshech. That's a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. It's not a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. That's Ve'yakom Melech Hadash. Like we said in the parasha, when we learned, we said, we mentioned this, Ve'yakom Melech Hadash, when Yosef died, Klal Yisrael stopped doing Bris Milah. They said, let's be like the Mitzrayim. Before that happened, they were respected. After that happened, they became like the Egyptians. There was a sinner for Klal Yisrael. Because Baruch Hu reminds us of what our purpose is, we forget it. So long as we remember that, so long as we're building the Klal Yisrael in our own homes, and it starts from the home, then Passover, there's a chemla, there's a pesach, there's a chemla, there's a mercy, there's a passing over of all possible mashkits on our home. And that's the beginning of Klal Yisrael. Okay? Stop here. So the question asks is, why do we see the first, I think it's the first time that we see, maybe it's beforehand, but I think we mentioned here Mishpacha. It says, in Pasuk Kaf Aleph, right? It says, you say, the Vikra Moshe calls the Knei Yisrael, V'yom Aleim, and he told them, Mishchu v'kru lachem tzon, draw and take a tzon l'mishpachoteichem, for your families, v'shachtu ha-pesach, and shech the Pesach. So you see this tzon has to be taken for your mishpacha. So you're saying the word mishpacha, right, is similar to the word shivcha. Shivcha means a maidservant, right? It's a servitude. So mishpacha is a servitude. The ksuva that you write for your wife is a shibud. When you get married, you're mishubud to her and to your family. There's a servitude. Mishpacha is a concept of being, there's a servitude of your life to something, to your family. You're indebted, you have to look after them, you have to care for them. That's what means mishpacha. You understand? Mm-hmm. So, Dafka, you're taking the Korban Pesach and you're shechting the Korban Pesach, right? That's for your mishpacha, for your family. That means you have to be, in order to be a servant to your family, and your family means Takurish Baruch Hu, because you can't, there's no concept of Avdus to something else. You're not an Evid to your family. You're an Evid to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Your Chiyuvim of the Ksuv is a Chiyuvim. Your obligation is a Klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mishabed you to your family. Right? But that Avdus is when you remove the Avdus of yourself, when you're a servant to your own desires. Yeah. The purpose of Mishpach, the purpose of a family, is to be a giving person to your family, to be giving to them, to look after them, to care for them. You know, Rabbi Gershenfeld brings the Rashi, you know, by Yosef. He says, Av leparo. So there's a friend, right? Mm. Is that, what is the Russian? It says that Mefarnes, he's Mefarnes and he's a friend. So it means the person gives, you know, sustenance and physical sustenance and emotional warmth. That's what a father is. That's what being a father. The way you have to give to your children is physical sustenance and the emotional warmth. And of course, you know, you're talking about spiritual leadership and stuff like that. That's obvious, right? But that's what a father is. That's what a parent is. It's not an easy thing to do. We live in a world, very, very confusing world. We ourselves are confused. It's very hard to be a direction to a child. They're very confused as well. It's a very confusing world. The world is so big, there's so much information, there's so much stuff, there's so many things that are saying this is a Chiddush, and this is a Chiddush, and this is the way to go. If you're strong and you have a good relationship with your children, it's very important to build the relationship. And it's hard. When you have teenagers, it's very hard. Teenagers rebel. It's the hardest thing is with teenagers, because they rebel, they try their own things, they have their own hardships, some hardships that you never even had. So you don't even know how to help them to cope, right? You came not necessarily from such a frum world. You don't. The frum world itself has its own issues and its own problems, right? Shidduchim's problems for girls. Sometimes yeshiva's hard for a boy, doesn't fit in. You never had those issues. You did whatever you wanted. You don't even know how to relate to it. And you have to deal with them. You have to help them out. Sometimes you don't know. You just have to be there and, like, just care. And, like, just be sovel them going through these difficulties. Mm-hmm. And there's some very, very big difficulties these children go through.
And so,
you know, just because you're from, that doesn't solve all the problems in life. It helps you, gives you kalim. But life has problems. The world has many, many problems. Much, much bigger than it was in previous generations.
So,
the most important thing when you're developing yourself and your family, is you have ksharim with people bigger than you. You have ksharim with rabbonim. You know, it's very hard, even though you have internet, you have overseas, you have emails, it's always good to set up back home your own people that you can connect with. Right? B'dieved, if you can't, you keep connections with your rabbeim here. But it's all the best things to find someone where you are. Get a connection with the Rav. Make it out. Make a deal of it. Go spend time. Ask him shailas. Make a kesha. That's your kesha to Ruchnius. Your community. Become part of the community. Right? Don't remain Baal Tshuva. You know? Don't remain different. Become part. Be absorbed in the community. Become part of the from community. Keep your ksharim with your rebbeim. It's important. But be absorbed. Be part of the community you go back with. Find people there. Learn with people. Find a chavrusa. You find an avreich. Pay an avreich to learn with you.
Mm.
You know, you're working a person who's sitting and learning in Kolo. Pay someone like that to learn with you. Make a friend of him. Invite him over, his wife. You learn from him. He's a nice guy. You know? You learn from him. You don't need someone, the biggest rabbi in America, to be your... You can, someone who you can talk to. Someone who knows more. You can ask him your halachic shailas. You understand what I'm saying? Be connected. You see, in the Korban Pesach, the shechting is for, it has to be l'shem, i.e. the separation from Avodah Zarah, the shechting of the Avodah Zarah, i.e. the Korban Pesach, that's your family. It has to be a separation for you, right? The avdus to your family, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and therefore to your family, right? That comes from when you remove yourself from Avodah Zarah, you remove yourself from your own personal desires. But then, we go through, it says, you put the dam on the door of the house.
With the Ezov, that's what I'm saying.
With the Ezov. Yeah? Asher Basav. So your question is, why Be'ezov? So we see in Parshas Metzora, it says that eight eres, the fish in the guy in Bayam Gassad Ruach, because of Gaiva, right? Because of arrogance. So Shnei Tolad Be'ezov. Ma takanato? What's the takan of someone who's a bal gaiva? Bitrape. Yashpil atzmo megavato. Kotolat ke'ezov.
Cast him down.
Cast him down. He goes down. So ezov represents humility. So humility means an itbatlis to something higher. So now, when you mevatl yourself to Korban Pesach, when you mevatl yourself that your tachlis in life is to be removed from your own desires, right? So then, you now have a separation. Now you're separating yourself in your house with the door. The door, you're putting the dam of the Korban Pesach, right? The dam always represents the nefesh of the thing. Mm-hmm. So if this dam represents this aspect of Korban Pesach, when you mevatel yourself, you're removing yourself from Taivas Olam Hazeh, so now there's a sign. That sign is going on your doorpost. You're being serving Kodesh Baruch Hu and your family. You're creating a Jewish home. And now, that's the Ezov. Now what are you doing? You're putting that on the... Now he said, Vava lingof et Mitzrayim. There's a mashrit, and it's destroying. V'ra'ayat adam. Since that dam represents that your separation from Avodah Zarah, your separation for your own personal desires, ala mashkof ashtem zuzot. And that's the bias you want to make. That's the house you want to make. U'pasach Hashem al petach. He jumped over or had mercy, and the mashkit won't come into your houses. So the house represents a place where there's no mashkit. It's a protection. But it's only a protection if that door, where things can come in and out from, that you has this Korban Pesach, the dam of the Korban Pesach, has this concept that you're separated from Avodah Zarah, you're separating from your own desires. You're building a home. You're building a mishpacha. You have an avdus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to making this Jewish home. The Jewish home is the serving of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said before. And that's the reishis, that's our tchila, that's our beginning. The beginning of the Jewish people, what we gave the world Korban Pesach, we gave the world family. We gave the world that you, just as you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your family, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Jewish people, you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the whole of mankind. We're here, servants to Him. We're separating ourselves from all this Avodah Zarah, from all these personal desires and personal things that a person wants to do. All the Vayakom Melech Hadash, all these nuances that the Eight Sahara wants to give us, we're separating. We want Kiddush. We want Kiddush HaChodesh. We want Tchila. We want that. We want to be the beginning of the emanation of Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. So we want to bring that emanation. We want to bring that new moon. We want to bring that reflection of God's divine presence. That's what we want to bring into the world. How do we do that? By bringing it first into our family. And then our family becomes the Jewish people. And the Jewish people becomes the whole family of the world. Okay? The whole purpose of the Korban Pesach, that separation, mm-hmm. is that we come to Matan Torah. The whole Tachlis, right, the Ramban says, from Pesach to Matan Torah, right. Sfiras HaOmer, that's Chol HaMoed. It's one big chag. Just as Sukkot has a Tzeret, so Pesach has a Tzeret. It's the completion of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And that was the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. What Schus does Klal Yisrael have? Kabbalah Satorah. Your house has to be, you're building a house, but the only way you can build a house, right, is with Kabbalah Satorah. You know, it means receiving the Torah. What does that mean?
Yeah.
You know, I told someone phoned me the other day, right? It's, you know, it's hard learning. You know, he says a chavrus in his work. He only has time. He told me he only has time twice a week, half an hour, 45 minutes. So he says, but he has, his work comes in and stuff like that. I told him, listen, those 2 45 minutes that you're learning, they have to be Kodesh. They have to be like, there's a halach and shulchanach. Kovei, you have to fix the time for Torah. It's only kids are going to get early. older, right? They're going to come into your job. They're going to see you working, the cell phones on, speaking business deals, stuff like that. Then they're going to come in and see the Abba has a chavrusa. 45 minutes, twice a week, Abba has a chavrusa. There's phones ringing, the cell phones going, emails, important deals. Abba's not budging. It's only an hour and a half a week that Abba's learning. 20, I don't know, 40, 50 hours a week, Abba's making money. When Abba's learning, no money, no zero is taking away from that. There's something higher that he's working for. When a child sees that, a child sees there's something which is most important to Abba. That's Kabbalah Satera. Kabbalah Satera is an all of Torah, a yoke of Torah. When you build a family, there has to be a yoke of Torah. The child, and you have to see. First, if you don't see, if it's just a play, you're going to... You have to have a yoke of Torah. You have to have something which is higher than yourself that you're living for. And that's a kesher to your Creator. And that's beyond anything else. Nothing's going to stop you from that kesher. When you're learning, when you're in that Tosis, when you're in that Gemara Rashi, right? You're there. You're nowhere else. You with me? That's building a family. It has to be a yoke of Torah. That has to be Kabbalah Satera. Without something alien, then it's not going to be. There's no Yitzhak Mitzrayim. There's no Tachlis for that. Mm-hmm.